and the home of the brave. All right, Jason, you can go ahead and sit down, take your hand off your heart, as is usual for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Normally, we don't the national anthem portion of our routine doesn't enter into the beginning of the show.
We do the national anthem before we hit record.
Yeah, before we hit record.
And you and I stand up and we salute the flag.
There was a bit of a mix-up this week, and so I apologize that it bled into the actual show. But what are you going to do?
Okay, so seriously, though.
Honestly.
We've done a lot of soul-searching on this.
A lot. More than is necessary.
It is all over ESPN.
All over.
All over Fox News.
All over.
All over CNN.
All over.
Everywhere.
Let me ask you a question, Jason.
Yeah.
You wake up in the morning,
mm-hmm.
pour yourself a bowl of
Raisin Bran.
Raisin Bran. Turn on the TV.
Yeah.
Turn on SportsCenter.
Yeah.
Why are you turning on SportsCenter?
To watch sports.
And that's it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I wanted to watch politics, I would turn on either Fox News if I was a Republican, or CNN if I was a Democrat.
Which we don't divulge.
I'm not saying...
It's none of your business. And not only that, we know that's not why you tuned into Lower Road
no,
Radio.
No, honestly, this is the truth. Sports and politics do not belong together.
They don't.
Absolutely
sports
not.
Sports should be a diversion.
It should, distraction.
Yeah, a distraction. Yeah. It should be, you know, it should be something that I go to escape.
Yes.
The constant political talk.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
So,
I agree.
So we a lot of soul searching on Lower Road Radio. Should
absolutely.
We address it?
Mm-hmm.
Or should we leave it alone?
Yeah. And, you know, we went back and forth. We're humans, so we do have opinions.
Yeah.
But when all is said and done, we just decided to, you know, basically leave it the way it is.
Leave it alone. We're not going to even address it.
Yes, absolutely.
Having said that, long live King Trump.
Oh, boy. Let's do the Netflix suggestion of the week.
Netflix, watch these shows with us. Netflix, maybe Hulu Plus.
Maybe Amazon Prime.
Google Video or YouTube. All right, Jason, Netflix suggestion of the week. What you got?
Iron Fist.
And this is explained to the listener.
Because
I haven't seen Iron Fist.
Marvel has a set of shows unique to Netflix.
Okay.
Jessica Jones, Daredevil, Iron Fist, Luke Cage.
Uh-huh.
These are all different characters in the Marvel world.
I hear you.
These are not Avenger level. I mean, it's not, you know, Hulk and Captain America and Iron Man. Come on now.
What are we talking about?
This is like B-grade superheroes, but they're actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I got through all Jessica Jones. I got through Daredevil. I got through... Luke Cage 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I just last night finished the last episode of Iron Fist.
And?
Excellent.
Really?
Yeah, so like just a quick breakdown. I mean, Daredevil, most people know about Daredevil. He's blind. He's like an attorney, but like he puts on, he like echolocates.
He's like married to
like
Elektra, right?
I don't know, he's not married. I think they're kind of a...
They're a thing.
Hot ticket item. I don't know what that means.
All right.
So that's Daredevil. He's cool. I like it.
Yeah.
Jessica Jones is like super strong.
Really?
Yeah. That's cool.
I've
like Jessica Jones. Luke Cage.
Isn't he super strong?
He is also super strong, but he's also like bulletproof.
Okay.
So like people are shooting him with guns and it's like his clothing is filled with bullet holes.
What if it hits his eyeball?
That's a good question. So far it hasn't hit his eyeball.
Okay.
That's a good thing, I guess.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. It feels like the eyeball. It feels like he's probably got a spot. You know, every dragon has a spot on his underbelly that's, you know,
that's obvious.
Susceptible
Everybody knows that.
A random spear or arrow.
So Luke Cage, very cool.
Okay.
And then most recently, Iron Fist.
Right.
Iron Fist, he's like this white privileged kid whose parents were like super, super wealthy, like billionaires. They're flying over the Himalayas. His plane crashes, and he
Gold.
Yeah, we're watching women's soccer on the.
Sorry
on the
to interrupt, tally. But as we are recording, we're watching a rousing game of women's college soccer. Bucknell and Loyola Marymount. Loyola, anyway.
Yeah.
And Bucknell scored another goal, which makes it 2-0. So, and
it's exciting.
Jason likes this because in women's college soccer, apparently the clock counts down instead of up.
Ooh, so, I just now noticed that.
Yeah.
I like that. That makes so much more sense.
Yeah. So anyway, I apologize, but hey, when Bucknell scores a goal, you're gonna mention it.
Women's college soccer.
Yeah, exactly.
And some people might think we're joking about.
We are totally watching absolutely women's college 100%. Soccer right now. Because they ain't nothing else on.
No.
Because I don't want to turn on SportsCenter and listen to the latest person's opinion on who's doing what for the national anthem.
That's right.
Anyway, I digress. You're talking about.
And I 100% support Villanueva for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I thought we weren't going to get into
this.
I'm sorry.
Iron Fist.
He feels kind of like a Doctor Strange character to me. Am I off?
Yeah. So he learns Kung Fu from these, like, monks.
Would you say that everybody was Kung Fu fighting?
Everybody was Kung Fu
fighting. I saw a t-shirt that I liked the other day. The t-shirt, all it said was, certainly not everyone was Kung Fu fighting.
I like it.
That's a good shirt. So he learns Kung Fu.
Yeah, and then he comes back
to New
York.
That's not a superpower. Anybody can learn Kung Fu.
Yeah, but he harnesses his chi and focuses it to his fist, which turns into an iron fist.
Okay.
Which he's basically super strong at that point.
It seems like a lot of super... In this group of superheroes, seems like a lot of, like, common superpowers. They're all super strong.
Yeah, well, that's a common theme of any superhero.
Okay.
You got to be super strong.
Where's the guy that reads minds? Where's the guy that can walk through walls? Where's the guy that can turn into different shapes?
Like a shapeshifter.
They're just all super strong. I don't know.
Well, I'm just saying. Anyhow,
but you like Iron Fist.
See, I love Iron Fist. It's your suggestion. It was of these new recent ones, I think he might be my favorite.
Really?
I like Jessica Jones a lot too. Luke Cage is cool too. I like it. I like that whole world. It's a whole different thing. So all of these combined for... The newest Netflix, which is The Defenders.
Yes.
All these guys kind of team up.
It's like a Justice League Avengers
B-grade Avengers.
Yeah. Do their paths ever cross? Do they live in the same universe?
Yeah, they're all in New York.
So every once in a while it's like, dude, what's up with that Captain America guy?
Well, what's funny is there's a guy in the street, like, he's like, he's selling DVDs, like bootleg DVDs.
Yeah.
And he's like, come check out the green guy, you know, Mr. Captain America, action, you know, footage.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like a knockoff of the movie. It's like someone recorded it live and put it on a DVD.
Right, yeah.
So it is all the same world.
Okay. But they just never, like, they don't ever hang out on the show.
No.
Like,
not yet.
Iron Man never shows up and be like, hey.
I don't think Iron Man cares about these guys.
Really?
These are like B-grade
characters. You team Iron Man or are you team Captain America?
Iron Man, absolutely.
What?
Yes.
Oh, what?
Yes.
No,
you got
to be Team Captain America.
Heck no.
Iron Man wants to submit to the government bureaucracy.
Checks and balances. That's a good thing.
Not for superheroes.
Okay, listen. I am absolutely for small government.
Uh-huh.
We're not going to talk about politics.
I thought we were going to talk about politics.
No, but you brought it up. I don't want big government.
Neither does Iron Man. I mean, neither does Captain America. He doesn't want the government telling him what to do.
Yeah, but he also works for a big government.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Please.
He doesn't work for the government. He works for the people.
Which happens to be the government. We the people.
Okay.
Read the Constitution.
In order to form a more perfect
union. I'm just talking about checks and balances.
Okay.
To unilaterally go in and do all this stuff.
So some senator is going to tell, you know, Captain America that he can't go beat up a bad guy? I don't need that.
I'm just saying.
Captain America is... completely capable himself of making that decision. I am firmly on Team Captain
But in the
Captain
process,
America.
There's collateral damage.
Are you on Team Superman or Team Batman?
Well, first of all, Batman's not a superhero.
No.
He has no superpowers.
Rich. That's
very rich.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I would say Iron Man has superpowers, though, because he's got a super suit.
Yeah, Iron Man doesn't have superpowers.
No, but with the super suit...
Well, sure.
That gives them the superpowers.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
But Batman's, like, utility belt. Like, he's got nothing special.
Does he get those wonderful toys?
Defenders, Iron Fist, Luke Cage, all
right.
Marvel. All the Marvel stuff on
If it says Marvel and it's Netflix. On Netflix, you say watch it.
Yes, but not with your kids.
Not with your kids.
No.
They are TV-MA.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. In a movie sense, they're PG-13 pushing the limits.
PG-13 pushing the limits.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, if you have a teenager, okay. But they get into some things that's like, eh, I wish they didn't.
Inappropriate. All right. Okay. So I have you had like there was like five Netflix suggestions.
No, Iron Fist is my Netflix suggestion
and
of the week.
Defenders and Luke Cage.
No, I haven't watched Defenders yet. Next week I will have watched Defenders.
Whatevs. So I have goal. All right, Bucknell is up 3-0. I didn't even see it happen, but it happened because the score is 3-0.
There's 12 minutes left.
Yeah. Boy, Loyola better get it in gear. Okay. I have two Netflix suggestions of the week. First is the minor suggestion.
Okay, wait. Yeah. Last week you had two.
Uh-huh.
You're not allowed. This is
you
the
just
Netflix.
Had like five.
No, my one was.
And Jessica Jones and Luke Cage and Daredevil.
Those things are all good, but my suggestion of the week, singular, is Iron Fist.
You can't tell me what to do. I don't need your government oversight. I'm Team Captain America. Here's my suggestion. One is if you're like sick, you know, and you're home alone and you just want to turn something on as you're kind of like dozing in and out of a coma, right?
So you got the cough syrup going.
Yeah, and you just want it. You know, by the way, Netflix, I don't need you condemning me with your, are you still watching this? You know? Like, if it's on, I'm still watching it, Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like a little bit like you certainly, like, there's no way you could
you've been sitting here for 5 hours without touching the remote.
We have a vested interest in you continuing watching this, and we're even curious. Like, you could shut this off at any time.
Yeah.
So I don't need that kind of condemnation in my life.
I do wish, honestly, there needs to be a setting on there.
Yeah.
Where you can say, like in a TV series, 3 shows, 5 shows, 10 shows.
Like, that's what I want to watch.
Or unlimited. I want this to continue to play forever.
Right.
Because some people, it's like, yeah, I want 3 shows. I want to shut off because I turn it on at night when I go to sleep.
Right. Yeah.
I don't want it to go all night. I just want 3 shows.
Well, anyway, if you want to just watch something all day.
I also wish they would make a playlist that you could, like, there's my list where you can add things, but I wish there was a playlist.
Like an up next kind of thing.
Yes, and you could set up 10 movies in a row to hit play, and it'll play all 10 movies in a row. That would change my life.
It doesn't seem... I don't know, change your life.
No, it absolutely would change my life. I would have Netflix on 24/7.
It doesn't seem like it would be that difficult for them to do.
No, it's a simple computer program.
Right.
Which I have no idea how to do.
Ones and zeros.
Ones and zeros.
Until they create that supercomputer thing that apparently...
Jarvis?
I don't know. There's like a...
Ultron.
A new like supercomputing power that's going to be like 1 through 750 or something like that. Not just ones and zeros, but it's going to like change. It's going to make computers like... a million times faster when they uncrack this code or whatever. I don't know. So my Netflix suggestion of the week is a show called Backyard Bounty or Back Road Bounty. I apologize. Back Road Bounty.
I thought you were going to say Backyardigans.
No. Not Backyardigans.
I'd love Backyardigans, by the way.
I'm trying to remember the song, how it goes.
Friends with your friends, the backyardigans.
Okay. No, Back Road Bounty. Have you seen American Pickers?
Yeah, I love that show.
This is the Canadian version of American Pickers. Ooh. I apologize. I just had an alert Very on my phone. Yes, it is. This is the Canadian version of American Picker. American Pickers. It's called Back Road Bounty. It's two guys. The one guy's pretty funny, actually. I actually kind of like this better than American Pickers, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
The guy with the big beard's pretty funny. And... anyway, if you like that kind of thing, it's a good thing to turn on. It's exactly like American Pickers. I mean, all of the same beats. They're driving around in a van. Yeah. It's exactly like American Pickers.
Sign me up. What's it called?
They're Canadian. Back Road Bounty.
Okay, that's your Netflix suggestion of the week.
In addition,
what
I would like to on Amazon Prime, if you're looking, so this is your like that's your like brainless thing. If you would like to use your brain and see something interesting, there's an old documentary by Ken Burns called Lewis and Clark: The Core of Discovery. It's a two-parter about Lewis and Clark. Very, very good. I started rewatching. I saw it a while ago, but I started rewatching it again last night, and it's really, really good. Super captivating. If you
should
like
we have
kind of
a
thing.
Netflix suggestion of the week and an Amazon Prime suggestion?
Well, I don't know, because sometimes I almost suggested something off of Redbox today. So I just think I watched something and it was Captain Underpants was what I was going to
I haven't
suggest.
Seen it yet.
Yeah, we liked it. Had
Would
a
my kids
funny
like
parts.
It?
I don't know what your kids like. It was. I thought it was funny. I thought it was worth watching.
Okay.
Tra-la-la. That's what Captain Underpants says.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was pretty good. But, yeah, those are my two suggestions. Lewis and Clark, The Corps of Discovery, and Back Road Bounty.
If I could give an Amazon Prime suggestion.
Sure.
It would be I Know What I Saw.
I don't know what that is.
It is a panel in Washington.
Okay.
With a bunch of government officials from different countries, including the U.S., talking about UFOs.
Really?
Yeah, and they're giving their stories of...
I Know What I Saw.
I Know What I Saw.
Listen, you can call me a liar all day, but I know what I saw.
Right, that's what it is.
Okay.
It's actually really good.
All right.
There's one and two.
Okay. So that's that. Moving on, there are a couple of different things we could talk about. What do you want to start with?
NBA?
NBA it is.
Basketball.
That, I guess that's just our general basketball song.
Yeah.
Once again, people, if you don't like the jingles, are more than welcome to, oh, great block by the Bucknell goalie. Boy, Bucknell's just locked in. If you are looking to put some money down on a, you know, lower division women's college soccer team, I'd put all my money on Bucknell. These girls, they know what they're doing.
They look pretty good. They're also good soccer players.
If you don't like the jingles, send us one.
Yeah.
There's nothing here that's off limits.
Well, we have a couple listeners of the show that are like semi-professional artists.
That's true. So
musicians.
You could totally do that. It's within your ability to do it.
We would take an intro and an out song.
An intro. We take an outro.
And any of the jingles.
Netflix suggests a Netflix jingle, yeah. An NBA jingle. I don't care what it is.
Yeah.
So NBA basketball. I don't remember an offseason that was like half as busy as this one was.
It feels like it's getting crazier and crazier.
Every year feels like it's crazier.
And I don't understand how could there be so many super teams or super team. It's a super team. Did it ever, like in the 80s, the Lakers and the Celtics were super teams.
Yeah.
But it wasn't through free agency. It was through the draft. And
right. Well, and back then that was before the expansion teams kind of came in. I saw a whole thing. There are like eight teams since the 80s that have been added to the NBA. I think it was eight teams. And what they did, it was really interesting. I think it was on The Ringer, if you could look it up, if you're interested in that sort of thing. And they took all eight teams, and their suggestion was to get rid of those eight teams from the NBA.
Like as of right now?
Like today, just get rid of them. And then they took all of the players on those eight teams and made a pool and then had a draft. And they put all of the players into the NBA off of those eight teams you know, to kind of create more super teams.
Yeah.
And it was pretty interesting.
What if you took those eight teams and combined them to one team?
Okay, well, yeah, that would be a super team. Absolutely.
Well, you take the eight worst teams in the league.
Right.
And you combine them.
Could they win? Could they beat the Warriors? I don't think so.
Okay, that's a good question. The eight worst teams... Combine them, would they win the West?
I don't know. I mean, just because the Warriors are so stacked, it's hard to think. I mean, I could look it up.
The West is loaded now, especially Oklahoma City. Did we talk about that last week?
About the Oklahoma? No, we haven't talked about. Well, I don't know if we talked about. We talked about Paul George, I think, but not Carmelo.
Yeah, Carmelo's brand new. Yeah, we didn't talk about that. So. Like, that's a legit big three.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, that's
Steven Adams isn't a superstar, but just to be...
He's pretty good.
To just be in the mix there as a fourth guy. I mean, if Steven Adams is the fourth best guy on your team,
yeah,
that's a pretty good team.
So, do you think that big three is the best big three? I think it could be.
Carmelo, Russ...
Russell Westbrook has a claim to be the best in the NBA, period.
Well, he was the MVP last year.
Yeah.
Carmelo, I think... See, I actually wanted Carmelo in Cleveland. We make no bones about it. I'm a Cleveland fan. You are not.
No, but I'm like the absolutely Cavs. A Cleveland
fan. No, you don't like the Cavs.
No, I love the Cavs. I hate LeBron.
Although,
I love what he did to Kyrie.
Let's talk about that. It was the most passive-aggressive move
ever.
It was during the press conference. They had the big press conference.
Right, meet the team type of stuff.
And they were asking about Kyrie, and he and LeBron's sentiment in general was, I don't know what I could have done, if maybe I could have done something that would have kept him around, but I wish him the best, so on and so forth, except he called him the kid.
Referred to him as the kid.
I think 9 times in like, I don't know, like 2 minutes, he said, hey, I wish the kid all the best. I did everything I could for the kid.
I showed the kid the blueprint of success and how to win.
Right, yeah. So, you know, hey, you know, the kid, you know, the kid wants to, you know, I mean, it was so obvious. He was doing it on purpose. One, the kid, you figure it's on accident.
Right.
2 times, starting to become a pattern. 3 times, you're like, okay, you're doing this on purpose. 9 times is just...
Yes.
I mean, it's just flagrant.
And I love it.
And you loved it.
I like that. That alone is enough to make me love LeBron again.
I'm really looking forward to first game of the NBA season this year for the Cavs. Is home against the Celtics.
That place will be rocking.
Kyrie's first game in a Boston uniform is in Cleveland.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. LeBron is going to be in full anger mode.
Over under 40 points for LeBron that
LeBron
game.
Over
40. Over 40?
Oh, absolutely.
Woo.
I think LeBron is going to take it to him. Absolutely take it to him. Now, I think Kyrie's fantastic, so who knows what Kyrie's going to do. I mean, this is a team that Isaiah Thomas last year scored 30 points, averaged 30 points a game. Kyrie's going to get the – I mean, I am fully in on Kyrie's going to be the MVP this year.
Although the new MVP could be the old guy that just got added to Cleveland.
Dwayne Wade? No. Dwayne Wade, they're going to limit his minutes if they're smart at all.
Play 18 minutes a game?
Yeah, and then once the playoffs happen, then you can start kind of ramping it up. But, yeah, so I don't know.
Here's the thing. For this season,
yeah,
I'm officially a Cavs fan. I hope they do really, really well.
Yeah.
But I'm all in on OKC. And I've been an OKC fan for years since I lived in Oklahoma.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I am loving that team.
As a Cavs fan, I wanted Carmelo. Now, I would not want Carmelo to be the best player on my team.
No.
He's
quite possibly the third best on that team.
Yeah. I think a team where Carmelo is your third best player, that's a good spot for him.
Yes.
Then the defense isn't going to completely swarm on him.
Right.
You can't. Because Russell Westbrook will kill you.
Right.
Or
Paul George
will kill you.
Right.
So it's going to leave. Carmelo's going to get more open shots than he's ever gotten.
Yes.
Ever in his entire basketball.
Except for the Olympic Games.
Well, yeah. Okay. So except for the Olympics. In which
he does really well.
He excels. I mean, everybody knows he's a great international player. He's played, you know, wonderfully. So so I think he's just going to do amazing there. I think – and those guys – you know, Carmelo doesn't have the wear and tear on him. The thing that makes me nervous about Dwayne Wade is the wear and tear because he's, what is he, 35, I think?
Yeah, that's getting up there.
35 is up there for basketball, and the way he's such a kind of a hard-nosed,
aggressive
player. Right. I mean, his body has been beat up.
Yeah.
And so you've got Derrick Rose and Dwayne Wade on your team.
Yeah.
And you kind of need both of them to contribute.
I'll tell you what, the big four for Cleveland, though, Dwayne Wade and Derrick Rose and LeBron and Kevin Love.
I feel like the potential for Cleveland is higher than anybody's.
If they all perform.
If Dwayne Wade is Dwayne Wade, if Derrick Rose is Derrick
Rose. Well, if Derrick Rose is Derrick Rose.
Kevin Love is Kevin Love. Yeah. If LeBron is LeBron. And then you've got Jay Crowder and Tristan Thompson. And, oh, Isaiah Thomas, by the way. We didn't even mention Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah.
So I do feel like Cleveland's ceiling is the highest. I just don't think Dwayne Wade is going to be able to maintain that throughout a whole season.
No. And, No, I 100% agreement.
So, yeah, I'd love to see Oklahoma City do well. I'm thrilled. I'm very excited. I'm very curious about the Rockets, how that whole – you know,
that's going to go bad.
You think that's going to go bad?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You got two guards. Like, I don't see how they can't compete with anybody. Who are they're not better in Oklahoma City. They're not better in Golden State. They're not even going to beat the Spurs.
The Oklahoma City games are going to be fun to watch. I mean, it almost makes me want to get the NBA pass this year.
This would be the year to get it. This is a crazy year.
Just to watch those games. I mean, anytime Oklahoma City's playing, I want to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going to be ugly right off the bat. It's going to take them a while to figure out how to play with each other.
I don't know.
See, that's the thing about Cleveland is Dwayne Wade and LeBron know how to play with one another.
Yeah.
So once Isaiah Thomas
and Kevin Love play together.
Yeah, like in AAU. So those guys know each other. So I don't know. The whole thing is, it makes me nervous. I guess I feel better since they picked up Dwayne Wade. I mean, I guess, but I don't know.
Well, between Derrick Rose and Isaiah Thomas, you got one point guard.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if somehow Derrick Rose could, I mean, we've been saying this for the last 4 years about Derrick Rose.
So, if he could play at 75% of what he was.
Yeah, he was the MVP.
Yeah.
Legitimately.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, we'll see. We'll see how that goes. Any other NBA discussion to talk about?
I don't know. I just love, I'm glad we hit on the kid.
Yeah.
I love that.
We're going to be talking about the kid all year long. I mean, the kid is amazing. As far as I know, hockey has started. Do you know anything about that?
Hockey.
Oh, there it is. There's our hockey jingle. I just was watching SportsCenter the other day, and they were showing hockey highlights. I'm like, is hockey happening now? And like, very first game ever in Las Vegas. I was like, I guess that's happening. So
that was regular season.
Yeah, regular season has already begun.
Really?
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Hockey.
Yeah, I don't have anything to say. I just kind of wanted to play the jingle.
They play on ice.
Yeah, they
keep your sticks on the ice.
Yeah, keep your stick on the ice. It's a major part of our show. Anything else? What else do we have to talk about?
College football? No.
I don't feel
nothing.
Like, I don't think so.
NFL football?
The
politics we're not
going to
touch on.
Well, we already talked about the politics of the NFL. Well,
NFL! NFL!
I've said it many times, and I'll say it many more times. If you don't like it, give us a new jingle.
Yeah.
Nothing would make us happier.
Yeah.
You think I like playing these jingles? You think that makes me happy?
Major League Baseball. Aaron Judge.
Oh, wait a minute. We're going to talk about baseball?
Yeah, I'm switching again.
I thought we were going to talk about football.
There's nothing
for a
to talk about.
Odell Beckham peed on...
That is pretty great.
After he scored a touchdown.
That's pretty great.
He lifted his leg like a dog and peed.
I am so happy that they can start doing this stuff again.
And John Mara, the owner of the Giants.
Comedian?
I don't know. John Mara, I think is his name. Of the Giants. He was very upset.
Doesn't he sing Your Body is a Wonderland?
That was John Mayer.
Oh.
Body is a Wonderland. That was horrible. apparently John Mara is very upset, and he said they will deal with it.
With Odell Beckham.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you think they're going to do? What do you think dealing with it means?
Give him a pooper scooper and send him to Central Park.
Oh, you're the creative discipline person, aren't you? Yeah. Like if you were a judge, like that's
I would be
the way,
that guy. Yeah.
Like a lot of movies start that way.
Yeah.
You know, like the creative judge, like we would not have Mighty Ducks if it wasn't for a creative judge.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would make Odell Beckham go scoop poop. In Central Park. How great would that be?
Super.
Can you imagine
party,
like
pooper.
The cameras like follow him around and have them?
I think that's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
It's humbling. It's good for the community.
Yeah.
It's punishment.
All right, and there you go. He would get a blast out of it.
Yeah.
It'd be
Yeah,
fun.
I think it'd be fun.
It
I think
would
it's
be
a
fun.
Good thing, although I think it's a win-win. John
win-win.
Mara, I don't even know if your name is John. If you're listening, there's your suggestion right there. So you want to move off it. There's nothing else to talk about the NFL.
There's nothing. My fantasy team is 3-0.
Congratulations. Nobody cares about your fantasy team, Jason.
I do. I'm going to win $800 if I win.
Well, I hope you do. So we're going to talk
baseball.
About – let's move on to baseball.
Baseball, baseball, catching a fever now. Baseball, baseball.
We're almost done with the Indians. As of now, have 98 wins, and they're beating the Twins right now. So
they have a shot at 100 because they got two games left.
They have two games left. Yeah,
I think they're going to do it.
They're really good at baseball. So what do you want to talk about baseball?
Aaron Judge just hit his 50th home run as a rookie, set the all-time record. As a rookie.
Do we feel like it doesn't mean as much because this is the year where more home runs have been hit by like 500?
I was thinking about that, but when was that record set before? Do we know?
2000 or 2001. It was in the middle of the steroid era when we were all still in denial.
Okay. Because my thought was, like, we're setting these new records, but it wasn't that long ago. It was the mid-90s when they added these expansion teams. So you got four extra teams in the league that you've never had before.
Yeah, I guess.
That's more at-bats. Of course it's going to be more home runs.
Yeah, I guess. But the fact that we're hitting considerably more home runs than they did in the peak of the steroid era is like...
Yeah, I think it's juiced.
You think the ball's juiced? The people are juiced?
No, the ball's juiced.
You think they're juicing the ball?
Yeah.
Stringing it a little tighter.
Yeah.
Putting some, I don't know, bouncy material.
Flaxseed oil.
Whatever. But either way, Aaron Judge is a beast. I mean, the kind of home runs that he's hitting, they're going 500 feet. So right. I don't care if it's a...
He's a big dude.
It could be a grapefruit.
He's also striking out 150 times.
Well, that's part of the game.
Yeah.
So as of now, the playoffs, this is the way it looks. The Red Sox, the Yankees, the Indians, pretty much definitely the Twins, and the Astros are going to be in the American League. Who's your pick to come out of the American League?
Indians.
The Astros and the Indians are both sitting at 98 wins as of today.
You know, that's crazy that the Astros are that good because, like, they didn't go on a huge run or a huge streak. They've just been consistently good all year.
Yeah, I'm tempted to say the Astros because they are – they're kind of under the radar.
They are. Cleveland's getting all the attention because of the streak.
The other thing that I could see happening is the Yankees getting hot.
Yeah.
That could totally happen. The thing that the Indians have going for them is the pitching and the relief pitching and just their whole system of pitching. They're just very good.
I really honestly believe there's a mojo, kind of the believe land,
yeah,
hovering over Cleveland. I mean, the Browns haven't harnessed it yet.
Mm-hmm, no.
But the Cavs and the Indians, over the last two or three years, I mean, the tables have turned.
So you've got the Indians in the World Series again.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the National League, it'll be the Washington. I wanted to say
Expos.
I wanted to say the Senators, but I kept on thinking it's not the Senators, it's the Nationals. Well, the Nationals, the Cubs, the Dodgers, the Diamondbacks, and then the wild card team is probably going to be Louis? It'll be either Colorado or Milwaukee, but probably Colorado at this point.
Okay.
So who you got in Dodgers. The National League? Just Dodgers, just plain and simple. Even though they kind of went on a little bit of a – I mean, the Dodgers do have 101 wins right now.
Yeah, and they were on a bad streak, and they have over 100 wins right now.
Yeah. What's the Bryce Harper situation? Is he going to be back?
He's back now.
He's back now.
Yeah.
I'm tempted to say the Nationals.
Maybe.
So you've got the Dodgers-Indians World Series. I'm going to say the Astros and the Nationals.
Okay.
That's my World Series.
My life would be a lot better if the Indians make it.
Listen, I'm rooting for the Indians. Oh, I just saw the picture of Odell Beckham peeing. I'm rooting. What I'd like to see and what I think will happen. Cubs. I think Indians-Cubs would be fun. A rematch would be a lot of fun. But I think Indians-Dodgers is really what I want to see. Those are the best two teams.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I want
to see. And both somewhat historic. I mean, Dodgers more historic than the Indians. But
Well, I mean, I don't know. The Indians just broke that record. So I think what the
Indians... for this year, historically.
Oh, you mean like
all time.
Like the Dodgers are the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Giants, the Red Sox.
It goes back to like when these teams are good, baseball's good.
Ooh, we did that last week for college football.
Yeah.
What about baseball? Five teams that have to be good.
Yankees.
Okay.
Dodgers.
Okay. I don't feel like you have to go through the country like you did. You just pick five teams.
No, I'm tempted to say the Cardinals.
Well, then why don't you say it?
Because I haven't thought this through. This is spur of the moment.
Okay, well, Yankees? You don't want to go Yankees, Red Sox?
No, well, like for the last 100 years, prior to, you know, recently when they won two or three World Series, they hadn't won one for 100 years.
Yeah,
so
but...
I feel like
they've been good a lot.
I'm okay with that. That's an okay pick.
Well, pick your five. I'll pick my five.
We're doing Mount Rushmore?
You want to do a Mount Rushmore of baseball teams that baseball is better when these teams are good? Do we have a Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, we do.
We do? I don't even know what it sounds like.
I do.
I'm going to click on it right now. Rushmore. I have no idea what this sounds like.
show is for. Mount Rushmore, we'll look at everything and pick our top four.
Huh, who knows? I like it. Who knew? So Mount Rushmore of baseball teams that baseball is better when these teams are good.
Okay, the Yankees are a lock.
Okay, that's your George Washington.
And you have to, what's that?
Have we done our Mount Rushmore of presidents yet?
That's not funny.
Okay.
Yankees and Dodgers are locks.
That's your Abraham Lincoln and your George Washington.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Everything else up for debate.
I will say that the
Giants?
Well, that's because the Giants have been around forever.
Yeah.
Really, another team that's been around forever, but you don't think about it, is the Athletics. Yeah. Connie Mack.
Yeah.
When the Philadelphia Athletics, way, way, way back in the day.
Yeah.
I would love to say the Reds because
first professional team.
I feel like if it was like 1978 right now, we'd say, oh, yeah, the Reds. Absolutely, the Reds belong on that list because so much history and you'd be right in the middle of the big red machine. But they've been so bad for so long.
Well, here's the thing is, are we talking Rushmore of just like historic teams? Or are we talking about
Rushmore of baseball's better when these teams are good.
Right. Well, I don't think Cincinnati falls in that category.
So Yankees, Dodgers.
I think Giants are a strong
Giants.
Yeah. And I think Cardinals.
You don't have the Cubs there.
No, because they're historic. They're the lovable losers.
Right. Lovable losers. That's it. There it is. Yankees, Dodgers, Cardinals, Giants.
We're National League heavy.
Well, that's who we are. I can't think of another team that like.
I mean, Red Sox would be. Yeah, an acceptable
pick. I like it when the Red Sox are good. I'm pro Red Sox being good. Really quickly, I'll throw a couple out there, see if they stick. The Orioles.
No.
The Tigers.
No.
The White Sox.
No.
The Athletics.
Yes and no. I'm going to say no, but that could be that B grade.
The Pirates.
No.
That's it.
Yeah, the last spot is either Cardinals or Red Sox. Okay. I think Dodgers, Giants, and Yankees belong in that list.
Dodgers, Giants, Yankees. All the New York teams from
the old school New York teams.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Those three need to be in there. And then I'd say you go St. Louis.
I think so.
I think it's St. Louis.
Cardinals are they've been around for a long time.
And been good for a long time.
Stan Musial.
They invented the farm system. Most people don't give, what's his name? The guy from the Brooklyn Dodgers that brought Jackie Robinson in.
Branch Rickey.
Most people don't remember or know that. But Branch Rickey, when he worked for the Cardinals, invented the farm system.
Yeah.
So, all right. So what were we talking about?
Well, we were going to theme the show.
Yeah.
Would you rather?
Yes. Would you rather?
We got through all the sports stuff, right?
It feels like we were doing another Mount Rushmore.
Were we in between two Mount Rushmores?
I think we left a Mount Rushmore hanging.
Mm.
But now I don't even know what it is.
No. Once again, it's 3:00 in the morning, and I'm a little sleepy.
I'm exhausted. All right. So to end the show today, we will do Would You Rather. We haven't done Would You Rathers in a long time. Hey, write the show. Find us on Facebook or Instagram. Text me if you know my number. I'm not going to give it out on the air because there's some crazy people out there, but, but we do have a hotline. Don't we have a hotline?
We do. I don't know what it is. It's been a while since I've checked it.
Yeah. We didn't really do a good job of keeping up on that one, but hey, it doesn't matter. So you feel free to write in Would You Rathers. They can be sports themed.
Yeah.
They can be movie themed. They don't have to be, but, we do have a jingle for Would You Rather as well. Little Bob Dylan.
Would you rather? 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 Would you rather?
There it is. So, Jason, first would you rather of the night?
Are you giving or receiving?
Do you have one to say?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, what is it?
Would you rather have a super nosy neighbor or a super...
I got that.
Or a super noisy neighbor?
No, nosy. On nosy all
you
day.
You would prefer nosy?
Oh, I got nothing to hide.
I would prefer noisy.
Oh, I don't want a noisy neighbor. That's obnoxious.
To me, it's a challenge because we're pretty noisy.
Yeah, that's true. No.
I don't want nosy. I mean, they'd be poking around.
Yeah,
like,
I don't mind.
Like knocking at your door, trying to get in the house.
I don't really mind
stay,
a nosy.
Stay out there.
Like a Steve Urkel type. Wasn't he a nosy neighbor?
Who?
Steve Urkel.
Oh, yeah. I don't want that.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Would you rather have regular encounters with aliens but not have any proof, or have your best friend be invisible?
Ooh. Is he always invisible?
Yeah.
Hmm. I think invisible friend, right?
Invisible friend.
Yeah.
Hmm.
People might think you're crazy, though, if you're just walking down the street talking to nobody.
Yeah, I guess. But alien encounters, they could, just because you don't have any proof doesn't mean you don't get any benefit from it. I mean, what if they're sharing their alien technology with you?
Yeah, but an invisible friend could, like, rob a bank.
That's true. He could, like, spy on people for you. Like,
yeah,
hey,
all sorts
I think
of stuff.
These guys are talking about me. Why don't you go check that out?
Noisy neighbor.
Yeah, that would be good.
Nosy neighbor.
Nosy neighbor. Yeah. I mean, a nosy neighbor that was invisible, forget about it.
All
right, next, would you rather?
Would you rather be forced to cut your toenails with your teeth for the rest of your life?
Okay.
Or a pocket knife?
Or a pocket knife.
Yeah, I feel like with a pocket knife, you might accidentally cut your toe off.
So I'm cutting my toenails with a pocket knife.
Or your teeth. You either chew them off with your teeth or you
have a I could reach it. Could you?
I think with a little practice, I could. I mean, you would have to stretch.
This brings up a good point. Last week on the show, we shared our waist pant size.
Yes.
And Johnny Meadows, friend of the show, is very upset with you because you said you were wearing a 32.
Yeah.
And he apparently wears a 32. And he said he's calling bullcrap. And he wanted me to bring a tape measure to the studios.
Yeah.
And I didn't do that. I'm sorry, John.
Well,
but
would you like to admit
to the lie?
No, absolutely.
What's
32.
The waist size of the pants you're wearing now?
These pants are 34.
Okay.
But they're more comfortable. I told you I squeezed into the 32s for the first time in like 10 years.
Really?
Yeah. I've lost a lot of weight.
Johnny doesn't believe.
Either John's fat or I'm skinny.
Well, John just posted something on Facebook or Instagram.
I saw that.
About how he's down.
He's 198 according to Facebook.
Yeah, but he's tall. So like a 198 for him, he's stretched out quite a
but
bit more.
But I'm down to 207. It's only 8 pounds difference. And muscle's heavier than fat. So if I'm stronger, then we're the same size.
I doubt you're stronger than John.
Come on.
Okay. What's the, what was the would you rather?
Toenail.
Oh, no. Yeah, I don't need to be biting my toenails.
You can use a pocket knife?
I can't reach my foot to my face. It's impossible.
You could let them grow out.
Yeah, no. It's a pocket knife. I'd get pretty good at it, and I'd sharpen it to make sure it can.
I feel like one little slip in like that, you're in a lot of pain. I think I'd rather chew them off.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think so. All right. Next. Would you rather, if your life depended on it, have to run 5 miles in less than 1 hour on a trail covered with 1/2 inch of molasses, or a trail covered with 2 feet of popcorn?
Run in molasses or run on popcorn?
Yes.
Popcorn?
Why
would I want to run
It's a half inch of molasses or 2 feet of popcorn.
2 feet of popcorn, please. You ever played in the bouncy balls at the mall?
All the time.
It's the same thing.
Okay. All right. That one seemed like it would be more interesting until I read it out loud.
Yeah, I mean, 2 feet of popcorn, seriously. Like, it's a bouncy ball pit, right?
Yeah, and if I'm hungry, bonus.
Bonus, win-win.
Okay, next.
Would you rather have to sing every word you speak, or always speak in rhymes?
Oh, I would love to always speak in rhymes. There's
Dr.
nothing,
Seuss.
There's nothing but good that can come from that. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to have to sing. I do that enough anyway.
So how would you rhyme? Like, you're at the mall and you're like, you know, where's the public restroom?
Show me the public restroom. I don't have to use a broom. I just need to use the restroom. I don't know.
It'd be harder than you think.
Okay. I think I'd get good at it.
Yeah.
I think I'd learn.
Sneeches with stars upon thars?
Sure.
The sneeches on beaches?
Would you rather be forced to share your bedroom with an elk?
And like a moose, like an elk.
Well, it's not a moose, it's an elk.
Not elf, like
Christmas elf.
E-L-K. Okay.
Share your bedroom with an elk, or share your bathroom with a man with strange skin problems.
Elk.
Yeah, I think that's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
I mean, the elk might kill you while you're sleeping, by the way. If it's a male, I'd feel better if it was a female elk because there's no horns there, you know?
Yeah.
An orc? No.
Orc?
No.
Are you Lord of the Rings?
I don't want to share anything with an orc. We ain't had nothing to eat but maggoty bread for 3 days. I don't need any orcs in my life, but an elk could kill you. Absolutely could kill you.
Well, I think in time you would domesticate it.
And in time, those strange skin problems would be an issue too. So
yeah, I don't like that.
All right, what's next?
Okay, would you rather have to wear a diaper for the rest of your life? Like visible, like people obviously see that you have a diaper on.
Mm-hmm.
Or have to eat and drink everything out of a baby bottle for the rest of your life.
Eat and drink everything?
Yeah, like anything you consume has to be through a baby bottle, or you have to wear like a baby diaper.
I guess the bottle, because I mean, oh, I can hide that.
I would diaper it.
You want to walk around with a diaper everywhere you go?
Why not? I like to eat real food. Reasons. I don't want to eat out of a baby bottle.
I guess. I don't know. All right. Would you rather be able to bathe every day but have to wear the same set of unwashed clothes and underwear?
For how long?
Every day.
Okay.
But you can bathe every day. You can bathe as much
Just
as
wear
you
the
want.
Same clothes.
But those clothes can't okay. be washed.
Or
give up your right to bathe but be able to change your clothes every day.
Ooh. Oh, man. That's a germaphobe nightmare.
Yeah, you are a germaphobe.
I take 3 showers a day.
Yeah, that's weird. I take one every 3 days.
I like to shower. I would rather shower and wear dirty clothes.
Because you feel like if you shower enough, I mean, because at this point, if you know you're going to wear the same clothes,
yeah.
Like you assume at the beginning of this deal, you're told, here's a clean pair of clothes. You can never wash them again, but you can shower as much as you want. Then I think at that point, yeah, you keep them clean. You keep them hung up a lot when you're not wearing them. I guess you sleep naked. But you take like 10 showers a day.
Yeah.
And you just try not to sweat in those clothes. I wonder if you could take those clothes in the shower with you.
Mm.
Like, can you shower with the clothes on?
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
Probably violates the
code.
The code. Okay, would you rather be famous for being genius or be famous for being good looking?
I feel like being famous because you're good looking is an easier life than being famous because you're genius. I mean, being famous for your genius, if something happens and you're a genius and then you're famous for it, like there's an asteroid heading towards the Earth or there's, you know, they're going to call on you. And that's a lot of pressure. That's a lot of work. If you're just famous because you're good looking, all you have to do is stand in front of a camera, you know, and...
Yeah, but if you're dumb as a box of rocks.
Well, it doesn't say you have to be dumb as a box of rocks.
I think it's implied because you're not a genius.
I don't think it's implied. I think you can be famous for being good looking and not be stupid. You're just not going to be a genius. But who is a genius?
Stephen Hawking.
That's what they say, but I don't know.
Okay. You got one?
Sure. Would you rather have your 15-year-old child be attracted to dangerous hobbies like hang gliding, parachuting, etc., or have the child spend all of his or her lifetime studying and playing on the computer?
Simplify it. Say it again.
I'm
confused.
I didn't read this one before.
No, you're just reading random things.
I got so caught up into yours, I didn't have a chance to read mine.
Okay.
I don't really like that one.
Okay. Would you rather have an attractive spouse with a hideously annoying laugh?
Okay.
Or an attractive spouse who's like the world's worst dresser, like just rags and
worst holy dresser. Stuff. And I like to make people laugh.
Yeah.
I try to make people laugh.
Yeah.
That's important to me. And describe the laugh.
Hideously annoying.
Yeah. I can't live with that. So
I think in time you could learn to like it.
I don't know. The
what, really, really bad dressing, like you look like a homeless person.
I don't care. It doesn't really bother me.
I think I'd go with annoying laugh.
Okay. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
Would you rather be trapped in a cave of hungry vampire bats or be put in a large jar full of bees into your own... put a large jar of bees into your own pants. I didn't read that very well.
A jar of bees in your pants.
Yeah, put a large jar of bees in your pants or be trapped in a cave full of hungry vampire bats. I feel like...
For how long?
The term...
Like forever?
The word hungry is what disturbs me. Like if they're just vampire bats...
Like for 5 minutes? Bees in your pants for 5 minutes or in the cave for 5 minutes?
Yeah.
I think I'll pick the cave.
I don't want bees in my pants for any amount of time.
So you'd pick the cave?
Yeah, I think I'd pick the cave.
But if, like, you had to live in the cave...
Well, if you had to live with bees in your pants, that's not that much better. I think either one of those things are going to kill you.
Oh, gosh. If you only got to choose watching one sports program for the rest of your life, would you rather watch college women's soccer?
Okay.
Or college men's volleyball?
Ooh, that's a good one. Probably, man, I kind of like both of those things. I mean, I can't, other than the women's soccer game that we just watched.
Yeah. Which Bucknell won, by the way.
Yeah, 3-0. 3-0, as they say in football. I don't watch a lot of women's soccer. And I don't watch any men's volleyball, but I suppose I would take the men's volleyball if I had to pick.
I think I'd pick women's soccer.
Really?
I think so. I don't know why.
Dark day for you. All right. did you have another one or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you rather be able to make really, really awesome sandcastles or really, really awesome snowmen?
Sandcastles. I feel like the sandcastles, you're going to get more eyeballs on that. You know, a lot more people at the beach than just randomly walking in front of my front yard.
People driving in front of your house?
Yeah, not so many people.
Or you could build a snowman wherever. It doesn't have to be in front of your house.
But I'm kind of going to only do it in front of my house. Would you rather, when you're walking, always feel like you're walking in deep sand?
Mm.
Or always feel like your foot is half asleep?
Half asleep foot.
Really?
Yeah. Walking in deep sand, it would get tiring. You couldn't walk more.
I hate that feeling when my foot is coming out of like it's the needles.
Yeah.
It's just constant pain.
Basically, that's what Thad Mata does right now, right?
Is that true?
I think so.
I don't know.
I think I could live with that.
Okay. What's next?
Okay.
Could you pause longer?
No.
Okay.
Yes. I don't know. We're going through. Should we let the show in on how we're doing next?
But we're each going to read one more, and then we're going to call it a day on the Would You Rather. Would you rather have the ability to erase memories from your mind or the ability to erase memories from someone else's mind?
Ooh. Gosh, I don't know. I mean, for me, like, I already have the ability to erase stuff from my own mind.
Yeah.
Like, the way I am, like, I go to sleep and I'm fine the next day. Like, yeah. I don't hold grudges.
Yeah.
I don't think bad about people. I really don't.
Other than LeBron.
But even then, I really don't care. I really don't.
Okay.
So I guess other people. If I can make other people forget, because then they don't hold grudges against me.
Because there are lots of people with grudges out there against you.
The list is a mile long.
All right. Well, I think that's a show. What do you think?
Yeah.
That feels like a show.
Well, a complete episode.
I don't know. What are we going out on these days?
I don't think we have anything officially set. That's where we need the listeners to come up with a good out track.
Yeah, we need somebody to create a good outro for the show. I've got some Tecmo Bowl sounds happening here. Do you want to just do some Tecmo Bowl sounds on our way out?
Okay.
And, you know, and then after the show, we'll do our normal post-show anthem. Right. I mean, we always do it at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
And then we do it at the end of the show. Right.
Well, oftentimes we'll do the American national anthem before the show and the Canadian afterward.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Canada. We haven't done our national anthem. Not Rushmore. Oh, wow. That came in hard and fast. Heads or tails? Brum, 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 brum. Dun, dun. All right. Well, this is Dan signing off for Jason, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats.